So I was a junior in college when I got my first paying job in my field on the radio. This is not an internship. I'm getting a check. It was a country and western radio station. And my job, though it was only on the weekends, was to play the top country hits of the week each Sunday. It actually came on an album, pre-recorded. So I had to take it out of the sleeve and put it on the turntable just so, and put the needle down on side one, caring not to scratch it, and then let part one play. My moment is coming now. Yes, all the training, it's coming now. When side one would end, I had to lift the needle. And here's my moment. I get to read the weather live for Jefferson City, Missouri. Then I played commercials, and while the commercials were playing, I had to flip the album, put it back down on the turntable, put the needle back down now on side two, and let part two of the top country hits of the week play. You know, when you're getting a degree in communications or broadcasting, they teach you all kinds of stuff, but they do not teach you how to flip an album in record time before the commercial break ends. My career would eventually bring me here to St. Louis. It's the largest market I had ever been in. I was excited and I was nervous. And so I am trying to get to know the community. And so I'm going to every fundraiser and every event I can think of. And after one of those events, I promise you it was actually here at the Sheldon in St. Louis, Missouri. A young man approached me outside on the sidewalk. He was black, and he said to me, "I knew you were black." Now, keep in mind that I had heard pretty much my whole adult life, "You sound white." I'd heard that. I'd heard, "Oh, you sound white. You sound like a white girl." I'd heard that. But I had never, ever heard, "I knew you were black." So he tells me about this debate, apparently, that had been going on in St. Louis when I first started here. People told him, "Oh, no, she's white, man. She's white. She sounds white. She's white." And he convinced, having never met me, that I was black. Well, as it turns out, he was right. I am black. But this whole debate sort of messed with my head a little bit. I thought, here I am, major market, fantastic job of my dreams, and people still don't know who I am, all of who I am. So I hatch this secret plan, this mission,